Which side of the fence are you on this very divisive but very, very important and emotional subject? 0845 900 5949, text 81333, Bristol, first word of your message. Get us on Twitter at BBCRB. Now this, because 58-year-old Tony Nicholson from Wiltshire had locked-in syndrome. He couldn't move his body after a stroke in 2005 left him paralysed. He died last August, shortly after the courts decided he could not end his own life at the time of his choosing with the help of a doctor. Now, since his death, his family have challenged that decision, and his widow Jane has carried on the fight along with her family for the right to die. Today, a judgment's going to be handed down by the appeal court. Lauren Nicholson is Tony's daughter and joins me in the studio. Lauren, good morning.
Hello.
You're getting used to this, aren't you? I mean, you were just saying before we went on air that there's an encampment of media outside your mum's house and so on.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that, in dealing with all of that and the glaze of publicity, alongside the emotional hurt that you've had through your dad and also the fighting the courts, it's been rough, hasn't it?
It's been quite a surreal couple of years. When I left mum's this morning, there were already a couple of broadcast vans outside, but when we decided to take on the case, we knew that if we were going to do it properly, we needed to go public with it. We needed the support of the media and the general public. And to do that was to be really open and honest with everyone. Mm. We've never hidden and we've never denied any interviews. We've always been very open about talking about the whole process, both the legalities and how it, you know, makes us feel. You know, we need to do that to get the support.
And a lot of that was showing your dad's condition on television, listening to him on radio, which, as a complete stranger to your family, was heartbreaking to watch.
Yeah.
I can't imagine putting myself into your position.
Right.
What was it like living with your dad in that condition?
If it's heartbreaking to watch, imagine, you know, times that by 10 to actually experience it, let alone watch, you know, your dad go through that. It was really hard. My dad was an incredibly loud and vivacious man. When he had the stroke, everything changed, and he went from someone who loved his job and he loved life, who was effectively trapped in a broken body. Locked-in syndrome is described by many as the closest thing to being buried alive. He could not do a single thing. He gave it a couple of years, as promised, but he decided a few years later that he couldn't do it anymore. And as a family, we took a very proactive approach to finding a way for him to die. That all came to a head last summer when the High Court said no, Dad could not choose his death at a time and place of his choosing. And then it's today that we should find out if we are successful in our appeal. If we are successful, we'll go back to the High Court, start all over again. If we are knocked back,
Explain that to me, because people think when they hear that the result of the appeal is, you've won your case, but yet far from it. Then,
oh, no, if we win the appeal, and that's a big if, it just means that we can effectively take a few steps back and go back